This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Why would you plan for 40 years of your life and then totally neglect your eternity? What good is it, the Bible says, for a man to gain the whole world and to lose his own soul in the process? And it's a great rhetorical question. What difference does it make if we have everything our little heart could desire for 40, 50, 60 years and then some? And then the moment we die, we don't realize that it's an eternity with Christ or without Him. The most important moment in your life is when you realize that eternity is connected to Jesus Christ. Everything about forever is connected to Him. Remember that promise. Let's bring up a third promise. I love this one because this is a passage of Scripture that many people said in the first service, I never knew this was in the Bible. I love this passage from Isaiah. I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. If we could back up and bring that first slide up again about the first part of the verse. I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Who are the blind? You. Me. Do you know why you're blind and why I'm blind? We don't know the future. Did you know everything that was going to happen in the last 5 years of your life 10 years ago? No. Did you have it all figured out, everything that was going to happen in the last 5 years, 20 years ago? No. We're blind to the future. And the Lord says in Isaiah, I will lead the blind by ways they have not known, along unfamiliar paths. I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them. Do you know what that means? God reveals light ahead of us so that we can see the next step. And then He reveals a little more light so we can see the next step. And all of life is a journey on a path that is lit by God the Father. You got to believe that your life is not an accident, that the steps you take are not an accident, but someone's turning on the lights as you go. Another light comes on, another light comes on, and God is leading the blind, people like you and me. Sometimes a disappointment in your life is actually God's appointment. Remember that. Sometimes a disappointment in your life, and everybody has disappointments, is a God's appointment in your life. My point is this, that's a promise of God for you to believe, accept, or reject. Choose, decide to believe that God is willing and capable and wants to lead you in your life in paths that you don't know, and He'll reveal the light as you need it along the way. It's a powerful promise of Scripture. There's one more I want to talk about. It's this promise from Psalm 73:24. I love the simplicity of it. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory. Lord, you guide me with your counsel, and afterward you take me into glory. The psalm writer is saying this. All of life can be summarized in this one sentence. God guides me through life with His counsel, and then after it's all over, He takes me into glory. What a statement. Yesterday, Ann and I were at an old cemetery in Cincinnati, on the northeast side of Cincinnati, and we were walking through the old stones, and I saw the beautiful statements on those old tombstones, and this would be a great statement. You counsel me all through my life, and afterward you take me into glory. That's the summary statement of your life as a believer. And you've got to believe that the hand of God is on your life to counsel you all through your life. Remember, the Bible in James says God freely gives wisdom to every person who deserves it? No. He gives wisdom to every person who works for it? No. God gives wisdom to the man or woman who asks for it. That's it. You ask for wisdom and God says, I'll give it to you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.